Thuan Kalient in La Palma, Sea, Sky and Volcanoes. Thuan Kalient in La Palma is one of those places that's quietly made it to the top of travelers' to-do lists. The island's southernmost municipality, with just 1,800 residents, stands out for its volcanic landscapes, traditional salt industry and delicious desserts, not to mention its status as one of the world's finest stargazing destinations. Ready to discover it for yourself? Read on. The Canary Islands' first official starlight municipality. In 2020, Thuan Kalient became the first town in the Canary Islands to achieve starlight municipality status. This acknowledgement rewards rural areas that look to astrotourism to bolster their economy. To get it, the municipality in question needs to demonstrate the quality of their sky and the measures in place to protect it, and have adequate tourist infrastructures to promote it. So, if, no, when, you visit, spending a night under the stars is an absolute must. Thuan Kalient Salt Pans. One of the island's most iconic destinations is just 10 minutes from our La Palma and Teneguía Princess Hotel. We're talking about Las Salinas de Thuan Kalient, Salt Flats, one of the few places in the Canary Islands where salt is still collected in the traditional way, and it's all thanks to the staunch efforts of the Hernandez Villalba family. And it isn't just about the salt and stunning landscapes. The salt flats are also an official site of scientific interest thanks to the migratory birds that flock to nest here. Next to Las Salinas, you'll find the Jardín de la Sal-themed restaurant, where you can savor the best fresh fish and local wines, with a side of spectacular views. Unmissable. And for die-hard sports fans, the area is also the starting point for one of the most internationally renowned sporting events La Palma has to offer, the Transvolcania Ultramarathon. Walking between volcanoes. One of the most famous walking routes on the Isla Bonita runs through the municipality, a must for avid hikers. The 22-kilometer Ruta de los Volcanes trail covers an altitude of 1,207 meters, taking hardy visitors between some of La Palma's historic volcanoes. The linear route takes around 6 hours, taking you from the picnic area Refugio del Pilar to Thuan Kalient Lighthouse via pine forests and volcanic landscapes. As you walk, you can take in the vast craters created by the San Juan volcano, 1949, known as Hoyo Negro and El Durazno, which left a palette of browns and grays in its wake, in perfect contrast to the intense blue sea in the background. Towering almost 1,933 meters at its highest point, you'll find Las de Cedars, a red-toned landscape formed by two volcanic cones, in striking contrast to the gray you'll have seen along the first part of the route. From here, you'll get views of Tenerife, La Gomera and El Hierro if the weather's on your side. Next, more volcanoes. You'll see San Martin Volcano, 1,646, San Antonio Volcano, 1,677, and finally Teneguía, 1971, which was the island's newest volcano until the eruption of the Tajogate Volcano in 2021 took the crown. The route ends next to the Thuan Kalient Salt Flats. By the way, when you get to San Antonio Volcano you'll find a visitor's center where you can find out more about the island's geological origins. There's also a short 30-minute walk you can take around the edge of the volcano, giving you views of the south and west of La Palma. Virgin beaches and natural swimming pools. This municipality is home to the longest stretch of coastline on the island, so the sea needs to figure in your plans. Here are some of our favorite beaches. Echentive Beach was created by the Teneguía volcanic eruption. This shingle beach is the perfect romantic spot for a trip with your partner, get ready to see an absolutely breathtaking sunrise. Stunning natural swimming pools are nestled beneath a nearby cliff, where you can take a lovely dip even on days when the waves are crashing in. Having said that, you need to check the information posters and only swim in the designated pools. Love to surf. Playa de la Zamora is your place, and it's just 1.5 kilometers from our hotel. You'll find this 150-meter stretch of beach at the foot of a cliff, sheltered by vast rocks. The beach is divided into two sections, known as La Zamora Grande and Playa Chica. The wine that seduced Shakespeare. At the beginning of the 16th century, Malvasia wine, made in the Canary Islands, enjoyed great popularity among the royal courts of Europe, especially in England. As legend has it, this is precisely the Canary sack mentioned in some of Shakespeare's works, such as Henry IV. The naturally sweet, intense golden nectar pairs perfectly with desserts or cheeses. The grapes are mainly cultivated in the Los Quemados area, with the wine produced by local wineries atop volcanic soil. If you get the chance, we highly recommend a tasting session. La Palma and Teneguía Princesa and Esencia de La Palma. If you're looking for accommodation in the Fuencaliente area, look no further than our La Palma and Teneguía Princesa Hotel, with everything you need for an unforgettable family holiday. Or if you're looking for somewhere a little less family and a little more exclusive, we recommend our Esencia de La Palma Adults Only, minimum age 16, hotel, which comes with all the resort's services plus a host of extra perks.